The Knoxville Opera is presenting a production of one of the most frequently performed operas of all time, Bizet's Carmen. Performances are Friday, February 13th at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 15th at 2:30 with an opera preview hosted by Maestro Seleski 45 minutes prior to each performance. As always, the opera is being performed in the magnificent Tennessee Theater. And visiting me in the studio today are two artists performing in this production. We have soprano Zulimar Lopez Hernandez and bass baritone Ryan Custer. Many thanks to both of you for coming to talk to us.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, well, even though Carmen is probably among the best-known operas, can one or both of you give us a brief synopsis of what the story is about?
Well, what can we say about Carmen? She's a gypsy. She works at a cigarette factory. She gets in trouble in the first act. The role that I'm singing is Micaela. She's a very good girl. She's kind of the opposite of Carmen. And she is Jose's girlfriend. But the thing is that he gets enlisted in the army. And then Jose meets Carmen. And just in the scene before, we say, I love you, I love you, I'm going to marry you. Next thing, he's making out with Carmen. And she gets in trouble. There's a fight in the first act. Jose detains her.
Yeah, she ends up seducing Jose, and she escapes and gets sent off to jail for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so then in Act Two, it's 3 months later, and Jose has just gotten out of jail, and she hears that, you know, he's going to be coming back. And whenever my character enters, I've just won a bullfight. And I come in, and I notice Carmen for the first time and profess my love to her, and she says, well, you know, not so much right now. And I say, I'll wait. And then Jose comes in and they have their little thing. I mean, it's not about me. So, you know, and then into Act Three, fast forward another, let's say 6 months, I believe. And they're up in the mountains smuggling, and Carmen and Jose are having problems. I have come. Well, first you come to try and find Jose.
I keep wandering and trying to save him, trying to tell him that I have a very important message, and that message is your mother is dying. You need to come with me. I need to take you home. But then something else happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I end up coming along, and he recognizes who I am, and then we talk about that I'm here for this gypsy woman, and we find out that, oh, it's Carmen, and so then we end up fighting, and then Carmen comes in and saves me, and Carmen and I end up getting together through that. And then kind of fast forward to Act Four, I go off and fight a bull, and Carmen's friends say that, oh, you know, Jose's in the crowd. You might want to watch out. Mm-hmm. And he's all disheveled and just a mess and, you know, tries to get her back one last time, and she says no. And then he kills her. So it's a very uplifting Valentine's Day tale.
Yes, yes. About this seductress Carmen with all these men just fawning over her, what is it about her that the men can't resist her?
Very beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very enticing.
Yeah, I mean, she's a free spirit. She won't be tied down. It's the grass is greener complex, and you want what you can't have.
What about this opera makes it one of the most popular and most frequently performed, do you think?
I would say that the music, I mean, it's something that it has just intertwined in the culture. You know, I mean, it's something that you hear the music in commercials, and it's something that's played, you know, in the background of lots of different things. It's a fantastic story. There is no real hero in the show. Everybody is very human. They're mm-hmm. very fallible. They all try and do their best. I mean, in terms of, I would say that Micaela is probably the closest to being pure, but I think that you can identify with all the characters in terms mm-hmm. of the way that that they behave and the way
that
they act.
That you as an audience member will see yourself portraying many of these people and the tunes. Everybody knows the music of the show, even if they don't know they know it. And there's dancing, there's fans, there's everything you can think of that a good show would bring. Mm-hmm. So I think people will love it.
Ryan, you are singing the role of Escamillo and Zulimar the role of Micaela, as mm-hmm. we just mentioned. Who are these people? Tell us a little bit about your characters. So, Ryan, you're a bullfighter.
Yes, I'm a bullfighter. You know, I mean, there's not, in terms of like actual information that's given in the score about who Escamillo is, there's really not a lot. As Escamillo, I embody confidence. You know, it's something that I do not believe that I have to portray confidence because it's something that you either have or you don't, and mm-hmm. he just has it. I'm also used to getting, you know, what I want, and so whenever Carmen tells me no, I find that very intriguing because, you know, a lot of the time my fame does the work for me. it's something that it makes me very desirable to a lot of women. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. So that's one of the reasons why I go into the mountains to pursue her. I also believe that Carmen and Escamillo are a very good match because, you know, Carmen promises today that, you know, she'll be like, okay, I'll love you for today. And because I fight bulls in the ring, I could go out and die at any moment. And so it's very much about, you know, kind of a day at a time that this is the moment, this is what we want, this is what we have until it's no longer there. And then that'll be fine. But it's not about, oh, you know, here's a ring. I'm going to pledge my love to you forever.
And so Micaela is very pure and good.
Yes. Micaela could be like the high school sweetheart that Jose had. But at the same time, she could be pure. She's good. But I also think she's very strong-willed. She knows what she wants. And even though things changed in the front of her eyes and she thinks that Jose is one thing, and all of a sudden she sees how the arch of his character changes in front of everybody's eyes, she still is very decided of what she needs to do and what she wants. And she's obviously very, very good friends with Jose's mother. So that's something that she has.
So many of the arias and duets in this opera are so recognizable. What are some of the well-known arias that each of you will be singing?
Oh, well. I sing Votre Toast, which is
the Toriador song.
Yeah, Toriador song. You know, I mean, which is I don't know if it's the most famous piece, but it's certainly
one of them.
Yeah, one of them. Definitely. It's something that you hear it and you're like, oh, I know what that is. So I mean, that would be mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have an aria on the third act. It's called Jeudi. In the vocal repertoire of every soprano knows this
right.
tune.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be so recognizable as the Toreador song, but definitely it's very standard rep in the soprano.
Very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Zulamar, you're not new to Knoxville opera fans. You were here a few years ago singing the role of Juliet in Who Knows Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Have you sung the role of Micaela before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, wow.
Singing the role. I'm very excited because it's not the norm for myself. I usually sing these roles that, you know, you're always going up and down and losing 5 pounds doing a show. So in this show, I appear in the first act, then I appear in the third act, and that's about it, which gives me a great chance to just hear the beautiful stuff that my colleagues do on stage and just appreciate it and chill a little bit.
And Ryan, I read that you recently completed a 2-year residency with over 80 performances with the prestigious Adler Fellowship at San Francisco Opera. Can you talk about this fellowship a little bit?
Yeah, sure. It was actually 59 performances in the 2 fall seasons that I was an Adler Fellow. The way that it works is you go as a summer program, Marilla, and then from the 30 participants as Marilini, they pick maybe 4 singers and an accompanist. So it's about a total of 8 to 10 people that are there. And fortunately, I was able to be used a lot and just gained an invaluable stage time and being able to watch some of the biggest names do what they do and learn from them and just see that it's really about consistency. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being really, really good all the time, you know, and setting just a very, very high level. And, you know, I mean, at the same time, I also learned a lot of what not to do as well, you know, just ways to observe my colleagues. And I mean, it was just a very, very wonderful experience for me.
And you actually performed the role of Escamillo while you were there.
It was a shortened version. We did Carmen for Families. So it was something that I think it came out to be about 90 minutes of music. It was basically my music in the second act and the fourth act and translated into English. And then there was a DVD that they produced so that they can use for outreach in the area. And I kept trying to convince them to let me sing the Sesame Street version of Toreador, but I was not successful, unfortunately.
So have you performed the full role before?
Yes, this is my 4th production of it in the period of a year. I made my full role debut with Virginia Opera. I guess it was last, maybe February or March. It's a lot of fun. It's different every time I come back to it.
Zulamar, you grew up in Puerto Rico, where you began your studies in opera and earned some of your earliest performing opportunities.
Yes.
What made you want to become an opera singer?
Well, I didn't know I wanted to be an opera singer. I went to college and I thought I wanted to study nutrition. And a friend of mine said, well, I mean, you you used to sing in high school, why don't you audition for the choir of the university because they have a great choral program. So I did audition and I got in, and they said, well, if you get in, you get a full scholarship. So I was like, great. So I got the scholarship. The thing is that the rehearsals were at the music department, and you're surrounded by musicians, always warming up and practicing and doing all of that. And that was always very appealing to me since I was little. And I auditioned for voice lessons, and they accepted me. And before I even knew it, I switched majors. I never looked back. And here I am.
Wow.
Here I am.
What is the opera scene like in Puerto Rico?
They are trying to survive like many other companies. They have the Puerto Rico Symphony. They have a full season. They have, if I'm correct, two zarzuela companies. Very small, and they have the bigger opera company there, and they're just trying to survive most of all. But they usually do at least two shows a year.
Is it a popular form of entertainment there in the culture?
Yeah, I would say that culturally, Puerto Rico and music are, you know, tied together and in every form possible. The choral movement in Puerto Rico is huge. But then again, Puerto Rico is very small. So most probably the same people who sing the opera chorus are the same people who sing in the symphony chorus and are the same people who sing in the a cappella ensembles as well. So they're always performing in any sort of concert, or it would be symphony, oratorio, opera, zarzuela, you name it. There's always a concert there.
Ryan, I was doing a little internet research about you and found that you have been deemed a Barry Hunk. How does one earn this prestigious title?
I don't know. That is, it's something beyond my ken. You know, I think the first time I showed up on there was whenever I was at AVA, like one of my first years at AVA. So it was about 2007. And then I have since shown up there a couple more times. But it is by nothing that I have done. I just magically appear.
Speaking of, you both attended the Academy of Vocal Arts, AVA.
Yeah.
Were you classmates by chance, or have you performed together before?
We have performed.
Yeah, we actually have.
We have done like two shows together.
Yeah, we were there for 2 years, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe I'm a class ahead of you, but then we stayed there. We were together, for 2 years there.
The musical world is actually quite small, surprisingly.
It's run by about five people with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I believe that's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for stopping in to chat with us for a bit.
Thank you.
I've been talking with soprano Zulimar Lopez Hernandez and bass baritone Ryan Custer about Knoxville Opera's upcoming production of Bizet's sensuously romantic opera, Carmen. Once again, performances are Friday, February 13th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 15th at 2:30. And as always, are being given in the beautiful Tennessee Theater. More information on this event can be found online at knoxvilleopera.com or by phone at 524-0795.